what that other song you mentioned, was it No Silver in My Hair or
Silver in the Moon?
Yeah.
Oh, the one that you said you, Blue Moon, Stardust. Oh,
did you do all those? Blue yeah. Moon, Stardust?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the... Do you ever do Body and Soul?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Body and Soul.
Mm-hmm. Do you get requests for those at...
At occasion, what I call a part I'm playing for, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In the bands that you were playing with here in the 20s or 30s, did most of them have a saxophone or did they have a clarinet?
They had both.
They had both?
Played sax. Charlie Bruton played sax and turned around and played clarinet.
Charlie Bruton?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was a wonderful musician, saxophone player.
Jimmy Cox mentioned him
last night. Yeah, I knew Jimmy Cox about Charlie Bruton.
Said he was very good.
Yeah, he was wonderful.
Now, was he from Alabama?
No, I think he's from Milton, Florida. Ever since I know the Bruton family lived in Milton, so I don't know where he's from, but he was from Bruton, from Milton, I think.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And he moved on over here and...
Well, what happened, he went to different places, then he came back. I don't know what happened, but anyway, he came back to Milton.
Uh-huh.
You know how boys would leave home, of course.
Oh, yeah.
He came back home, and then we heard about he was home, and we got in touch with him. He'd come on over here, and he lived with me, stayed with me.
Oh.
You know, he was playing music. We always working together, so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you put up musicians a lot?
No. Because he's the only one. Because, see, it didn't make sense for him to go way back to Milton every night driving because he wasn't making that much, you see. Expensive, mm-hmm. you see. So I said, well, you can just stay on here. We share together, you see. So he stayed, a while here with me.
Mm-hmm. How much did you get or would everybody get when you were traveling around with Mac and his
I couldn't makers? Remember what we was getting because I think what they were doing, they were playing on percentage. See, whatever we making it, there was a percentage on it. And I couldn't remember what.
So you would make a percentage of whatever the nightclub took in that night.
Right.
So it could vary from... Jimmy Cox mentioned another band last night that was headed by a man named Kid Leach.
Kid Leach?
Yeah.
That's Leach brother. It's two of those boys. They used to play with the Mac and his Mary Maker.
They did?
Yeah. And they, after Mac Band busted up with Kid Leach and them, they got a group together, you see. And then finally they left here. But someone told me Leach was dead now. It was a saxophone and a trumpet. One played trumpet, one played saxophone.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did they take a band on the road?
Not that I don't know, because I didn't play with them, but I knew them, you see.
Do you remember who was in the band?
Well, some of the Pensacola men was along with the band, and some of the New Orleans men, just a, makeup band. I believe Jimmy Cox, if I'm not mistaken, he could have been playing with that band. I don't know whether he did or not.
I think he did play with them. I think
he could have.
I know he played with the Midnight Owls.
I know that too.
For a while,
I know that.
And I think he said he played with Kid Leach for a while.
He probably did.
He also said, from what he could remember, that Abe's 506, before it was the Savoy Club for a while, and then he said before it was the Savoy Club, it was called the Dreamland.
Right.
It was.
Uh-huh.
You remember that?
Yeah. Small place, just where he sell a look and stuff like that, and people going there. Small. It's not like it is now.
Uh-huh.
No, they call it the Dreamland.
Okay.
All right.
And he said that was in the late 30s and early 40s?
Could be because, let me see, 36. It had to be between 37 and 40, something like that.
Was that the first time that club started up?
Yeah. First time I knew when it started up.
Okay.
That I can remember now, I don't know.
Yeah. That's interesting. We were talking about the Dreamland and the Savoy and the Abe's 506.
Uh-huh.
It's had a long history.
Right.
Were you asking how far back it went?
Yeah.
Well, it had to be between 37 and 40-something. I'm not sure. I can't remember how exactly. Because at that time, I wasn't going in with it, you know. Mm-hmm. But I know when it was up, because I didn't drink anything, and I had no need to go in over that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know whether you already asked this, Betsy, or not, but Ida, did you ever hear anybody talk about a particular jazz style here in Pensacola? Like, they talk about New Orleans jazz, and they talk about Kansas City jazz. Did anybody ever talk about Pensacola jazz as being like that people recognized as being different from other styles?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, I couldn't say yes or no, because I was long there, you know, with other people, you know, talking about the thing. But the only thing I knew, I heard people talking about the Pensacola jazz band. That uh-huh. was Morris's band. Uh-huh. That's what my sister was playing for. Uh-huh. You going to hear the Pensacola in the midnight hour. Those are two famous bands during that time. Mm-hmm. When they said they're going to be a dance, you going to hear the Midnight Hour? Yeah, child, I'm getting ready now. You going to Pensacola Jazz? Yeah, I'm going. You had Pelico Hall and all these other places. You see, we had so many halls where different band plays at. Uh-huh. They didn't have to run around from one place to another.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, one thing Jimmy Cox said last night, we were asking him if there were, vocalists or singers.
Mm-hmm.
That came out of here, and he said from what he could recollect that it was that Pensacola jazz was more instrumental
right.
style, that there wasn't a lot of singing.
It wasn't just playing, that's right. No, I don't think they had even solo singing in the band, just nothing but jazz music all the way through.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear somebody named Peggy Scott?
Yeah, I know a Peggy Scott.
Mm-hmm. What did she do?
She sings all right, but she I don't think she ever sung right here. She went, you know, she went away, and she's a star or something now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, now I asked you a little bit about this when we were driving around in the car. What about gospel quartets? Were they real active here in Pensacola?
Oh, yes. Long years ago, it was nothing but just men's quartets, you know, the gospel, just four of them, you see. Uh-huh. Yeah, it used to be a lot of that right here, but it's...
Singing without any instruments?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But now they got they got a lot of quartets around here, but they got the drums and the mm-hmm. guitar and all like that uh-huh. filling in with them.
Are there still any groups that you know of that can do the old...
Old gospel? No, the one that I really knew, that was Scott Moffitt. He's in bad health, and they've been quit singing for years and years.
Scott Moffitt?
Uh-huh.
Moffitt?
Moffitt, M-O-F-F-E-T-T, Moffitt. He was in a quartet. Uh-huh. They just sung vocals like that, you
mm-hmm,
know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you know? Remember what they were called? What their name?
No, I don't know what the name was.
They usually have names that,
yeah.
like Clouds of Joy.
Yeah,
or
I know
Gospel
what you mean.
Pearls
I know that,
like
but
that.
I really don't know what the name mm-hmm. of it. They mm-hmm. had it.
Mm-hmm. And he's not in a home, is he?
No, he's at his house.
He has his own house.
Right. Uh-huh. Not that I know of. He's a member of my church, you know. He used to be the clerk down there, but he got in such a bad health and so stayed sick all the time. And so I haven't been to see him, but, you know, that's what I hear
yeah.
about him.
He's a member of what, Mount Olive?
Mount Olive Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm. When you were growing up, was the Baptist Church, was that the main church everybody went to?
My particular church
yeah.
it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's other churches, of course, but that's just my nomination, Missionary Baptist, uh-huh. where my father and them belonged
yeah.
to. So uh-huh. we were raised up in that church, all of the children.
Where is Mount Olive Church?
Right on the corner of Alcanese and LaRue.
Alcanese and LaRue.
Uh-huh. We getting ready to build another one on Davis. You see a sit up there, big sign, sit for the Mount Olive Baptist Church. They're going to build a new one over there
uh-huh.
on Davis Street.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's neat. Well, what are some of your favorite, like, your own personal favorite blues songs or jazz songs from what you remember?
Well, I really have never had a real favorite blues
uh-huh.
because when I play the blues, if I feel like I want the blues in, I'm seeing them all right to me.
Uh-huh.
I don't have no special yeah. favorite blues.
Are there, like sometimes you talk about playing ragtime or playing boogie. Is, like, can you play a blues as a boogie?
Right, yeah. That's uh-huh. all it is. Blues ain't nothing but a boogie, but you have to put that boogie style in it, you see.
Uh-huh.
Play the blues for it, and you add a little boogie to it, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the difference, like, between boogie and ragtime?
Well, a ragtime is just a regular, you know, just a regular dance piece. A boogie is... I can't explain it.
You just like you say, you're gonna, you know, dance ragtime dance. You just do like this, you know, like that. But if you're gonna boogie, you're gonna do all of that stuff. Uh-huh. You know,
see? So like ragtime's a little straighter.
Yeah. Straighter. Uh-huh. And the boogie's more twisted, like, you know what I mean. Uh-huh. I couldn't explain it.
And like between them and, oh, the big band style or the swing style, right. What's the difference between those two?
Well, now, what's the difference between that? Now, what they do, if they play a swing style, you'd be dancing the same time. Then they turn around and put a fast beat in there. You have to dance, you know, fast, you know. Then they stop, they play a waltz, make a mellow out of it, you see.
Oh, I see. So they play a, like a something fast.
Well, just say first. Say, well, the band gonna play a waltz. I love you true. I'm just saying that, you know, any kind of waltzes. I love you true. You be, you know, waltzing off of that. Then they get to the end of it, they go, da 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 da. Then you have to spend your partner, go to dance, and then after a while they play a jitterbug. You know, you go to jitterbug, turn you around like that. Mm-hmm. Call it a melon song all the way through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't announce them separately. They just,
no, just you just have to catch the to whatever they playing and go on dance. You used to get a lot of fun out of it, yeah. Though, because some of them couldn't do it. You see,
you catch people up, like, right. They'd be doing one thing, uh-huh. And you start something.
Well,
else,
that's a good way to do, because if a hall is full of people, all of them can do slow dancing. You see, it's so crowded they can't do it too good. Then if you put a melon and put up something fast, some of them got to sit down. That's the other full tank, or they couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever have, in Pensacola, did you ever have, like, dance contests?
Oh, yes, we had amateur a lot of time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dancing contests and singing contests, you know, yeah, they had that a lot of time right here.
Like, mm-hmm. How would something like that run? Would somebody just suddenly decide to do it, or would they advertise?
Well, they'll advertise and, you know, and tell them that they, and then sometime at a dance hall, they put up a prize. They tell them to come out, the one who want to be in this contest, you see. And then, you know, different one get them, and they have judges up there to choose who wins. Sometimes leave just one couple on the floor, you know, two couples on the floor. Mm-hmm. But between them, two couples, one out of them got to win, you see. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Were there ever any, like, battle of the bands, where the bands would try
to against a battle between one another?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they have had that here, too, many years back. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How would those run?
Well, they, I think it was Shep Band, I'm not mistaken. Shep Band or either New Orleans Jazz Band had a battle between them two, and I can't remember who won, who don't, because I didn't go, but anyway, uh-huh. I knew about it. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Was that Raymond Shepherd?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Raymond Shepherd. Uh-huh. He had one of the Donnest, good band, one of the Donnest marching band right here in Pensacola.
Huh. Was a marching band too, huh?
Well, you see, he was a director at the school. He was a school thing out there. My children went under him, Danny and Samuel. That's where they got their first start from. Mm-hmm. He taught music in school. He was a fine musician.
Oh, so he taught, like, marching band in high school.
Yeah.
And then he also had a different band.
Yeah, jazz band, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, let me show you something. Let me get it. I keep it for a souvenir.
I was wondering, Ida, did you ever make up any songs yourself? Any piano pieces?
No.
Never?
Never.
You took the ones that you already heard and then mm-hmm. put a lot of stuff mm-hmm. into them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why did you ever not, did you not want to do it, or did you just not?
Well, I didn't ever think about it. In fact, I didn't take the time. Uh-huh. I'm always going, and I ain't had time to sit down and try to study some words together for a song. Except in one song, sometime Papa get boozy, come home and try to rule you. It ain't nobody business but mine. Give me one rusty dollar to buy me a filial car. That's a drink. It ain't nobody business but mine. Now, I really didn't make those words up. My oldest sister, she used to hear somebody saying that song many years back, and she's, you know, was relearning it through her. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I really don't think it's ever been a record or nobody knew anything about that song. Now, they could. They could add something to it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you ever learn gospel songs from your parents? Did you know some of them from them?
Yeah, but my mother didn't play gospel music. She plays, you know, secret songs. It's church songs, but, you know, Lordy, won't you come by here? It didn't have that beat like we got in it. You know, she played this really circular, like a church music supposed to be played.
Can you show us what, you know, like a song that you remember that she used to play and what she used to play like?
In the style?
Yeah, in the style that she did. Mm-hmm. That'd be interesting to hear.
It's been 50-some years, but I think I can remember. Played in my type of way. Thank you.
When all they'd sing is hymns?
Well, yeah, they must have sang hymn and, you know, sacred music. That's what you call sacred music, you know what I mean? Not no jazz or nothing in it, just... Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all my... You know, something like that. They mostly sing those kind of songs.
Did they ever sing, have hymn books that were like shape notes?
No.
No?
They had hymn books, all right.
Uh-huh.
But then... Nah, they could have shape note, because I don't know what shape note is. Now, I said no, because I don't know, but
no, some churches, like, I guess especially in the South, had, like, hymn books where the notes, you know, in the books would be different shapes. Like, one might be, like, a diamond shape, and one might be, like, a triangle, and something like that. Well, would they sing a lot of harmonies in the...
Yeah, he just sang for churches, you know. They had the choir, and the choir was singing these soft music and things. The preacher preaching and take up a lesson and so forth and so on. It's not like the days now.
Would they ever have where, like, one, maybe the preacher or somebody would sing a... Like a line of a song, and
the preachers laid out a line and talk about it, and then the choir come right behind and, you know, sing it. Next thing, must I be carried to the sky on flower beds of thee? Must I be carried? That's the minister, you know, he'd be saying the words, and then the choir sing that, and then he get down and outline the next word, you know, and things like that.
Well, when do you think the change started coming in that gospel style of singing?
I think it might in 1927, 28, something like that.
Do you think that all the jazz and jazz style and boogie style had something to do with that?
Well, I think it's the generation. The younger generation came in up, and they liked it better than they did the old time way. I believe that's the way it, you know, came in.
But just like the younger generation today likes a different style.
That's right.
Music.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, heal my alma cry. One another, do not pass me by. Now, that's the way the old rhythm song sang. But now they got a new arrangement for it. You go, pass me not, O gentle Savior. See that beat in it? Hear my humble cry. Bum, 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 wow. Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da. Do not pass me by, yeah, yeah. Do not pass me by, oh, yeah. Do not pass me by. You know, it's all that rhythm in there, you see? It's not this. This is, like I said, the same song, but they just got enough deep beats and things in it. And you get to the, save me, oh, yeah. Save me, oh, yeah. Hear him. It's a break in it. Hear him. My arm, my hear, my arm, I cry, yeah, 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 wow. You know, all that kind of stuff in there, see? Oh, that's different in the songs.
Boy, that is different.
A lot of difference. Oh, well.
Are there a lot of gospel groups that come through here? Like,
they book
special,
them in.
Yeah,
they concerts. Books them in here. Yeah, they books them in all the time. What are you saying?
Well, he said they... Who is Leroy Powell?
Well, that's his name. He lived on Gonzales Street. He played saxophone in the band with Mac and all of us. Remember the time I tell you about, we had a job over in Milton, and those, we was playing, the, well, we worked at a job over there, and they heard the band, Mac Miller make a band, mm-hmm. and they liked it so much until they had a white group over there playing for this particular affair, whatever it was. And these people had hired Mac in the band. See, my cousin, Bucci, was the booking agent. So they called him and booked us over there. When we got on that bridge to go across that bridge, them folks had flashlights telling them, turn us around. We couldn't come back over there. So when we got back home here, well, then they called up the peoples and told them. So then they sent the sheriff over, Mr. Larry Sweat. I think that's his name. Been so many years. They came and got us and carried us on over, and we played that job, and they didn't bother us. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But so, Leroy?
He was with us during that time, because he didn't want to go, and I didn't either, but we went on back. I can't remember where Leroy went or not. I think he did. I don't know whether he went back or not, but anyway, he was scared. I was, too. We were young, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, where does Leroy Powell live?
Oh, he lives on Gonzales in the 800 block. Let me see. You know where that Barnes Super Red Marker is? You know, on 9th Avenue? Well, he lived, it's a red house, it's a lot like in there, you know, they got a pavement in it. And it's a house right there, well, his house is next door to there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he doesn't play, because when I had to get a gig and I needed him, and I asked him, he said he hadn't played his horn. And Alphonse Gamley, he's another good trumpet player, he doesn't play anymore, but he is here, that's Jacqueline's brother. He lives on West Jackson Street, I think, either West LaRue Street. And he's been with the category with all of us in many years too.
But Alphonse
Gambling.
Gamble.
G-A-M-B-L-E. Uh-huh. That's his name. Alphonse Gambling.
I see. And what did he play?
Trumpet. And also Herman Mac Miller. He played trumpet too. He and Wally Mush and I, all of us used to work together. But you see, the boys they don't play anymore, and they got the teeth out and they can't use the horn.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what made it so bad around here. Mm-hmm. And Bobo Ever, he played guitar, and then Beast, he played drum. Jug played drum. I wonder if Jug's still living. That is not his name, but we all, you know, had nicknames for one another. But his two brothers, one died like the day, the other died the next day. But all three of them was musicians.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a nickname?
No, I never did. They all called me Sweet Name, Baby Ida. They called me Sweet Name. No, they didn't give me no nickname.
What's the difference between nickname and a sweet name?
Well, my name was more sweeter uh-huh. than the nickname was. You know this song they used to sing about Ida and the sweetest apple in Ida? I think that's where they got that, called me Sweet Ida, Baby Ida. Someone called me Baby Ida, someone called me Sweet Ida.
Kind of like Sweet Emma.
Yeah, Sweet Emma. I knew her.
Did you?
She lives in New Orleans. She ain't got but one hand to play with, but she sounds like she got two hands the way she plays. That has a rapper in there. Mm-hmm.
What's the first song you ever learned?
Bum, 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 bum. Blues. Just one finger blues.
Can you play it like the very first piece you ever remember learning?
Mm-hmm. It ain't nothing but just a blues, you know, just with one finger. See, my finger was so short and my hand was so little, I couldn't use but one finger. And I would take it like bum, bum, bum. Bum, 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 bum. You know, and then my finger got, you know, growing, and I could play with two fingers. See, and then it kept on until I got all used to all my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. First piece I remember playing. I think I must have been around 3 or 4 years old, too, that I can remember. I may have played it before then, I don't know. But I know Mrs. Pinkston, my mother, always tell me I was so little, they had to sit me on the piano, my little toe would be well, I'd be barefooted. My little toe would be working, you know, with my fingers, you know. Couldn't touch no pails, too little, you see.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you still remember it?
Shoot, yeah, I remember that. I remember when my sister had her first baby. I must have been around about 5 or 6 years old. I was my mama baby. And we stayed next door